Subject, wife with 40 sex partners wants to go clubbing. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am in my mid-30s and so is my wife. We met in the military and I was 22 and she was 21 at the time. After we got married, I found out she had been with 30 to 40 guys in the 1 year before we met. She said she did it because she could and she was just being young. I also found out that when we first started dating, I was out of town for 3 days and she slept with two men that I knew. She confessed and said that she was just scared of being with one person for the rest of her life. Most summers, she and my kids spend 2 months at her parents' house, and she goes to concerts that last for 4 days, sleeping in tents. We have argued about this, and she says they dance, flirt, then go back to their tent, nothing more. She has been a stay-at-home mom for the past 12 years, and she recently went back to school, and now she has a lot of single friends. One night, she said she was going to dinner. Then she texted me and said she was going to a club. The next morning, I saw a text message from a guy saying last night was so much fun. I asked her about it, and she said 4 girls and 4 guys went to the club to just hang out. She went out before and said she would be home by 11:30, and I called and texted her at midnight with no answer. She came in at 2:45 a.m. and said she left her phone in the car because she was scared I would tell her to come home. Once a month, she asks if she can go out clubbing, and I say, heck no. My stance is, if you want to act single, you should be single. If you want to go out till 3 a.m., you can leave this marriage. She gets upset and will cry and be quiet for a few days. Am I overreacting? Can a woman like this ever be trusted? Okay, this is a real mess. This is a sin and a shame right here. I mean, no, you are not overreacting. Your wife is just simply out of control. I mean, what married woman in their right mind conducts herself this way? I don't get it. 30 to 40 guys, that happened before you guys got married, thank God, but you did find out about it. But the sleeping in tents with friends overnight, what is that about? I say you're right. She definitely needs to be single. But you kept taking her back, you know, and after she didn't answer her texts and all that, and you kept believing her lies that nothing happened and all of that. So, I mean, you're a lot at fault here yourself for just putting up with this mess. Finally, you got a backbone and said something to her and started checking her about, you know, and then saying no to her, finally. So now, hopefully, who knows, she knows that you mean business and that you can no longer, she can no longer have her cake and eat it too with these guys. She needs to grow up and be a wife if that's what she's going to be, or else you're right. She needs to get out and leave the marriage. Steve?
All right, folks. Let's just go and be real here.
Come on.
I am going to talk to her as if the letter were reversed. Mm-hmm. Because, ladies, you know good and well, if a man came in the house and told you all this right here, you'd be beyond through. So why should this man have to be any different? Right. All right, let's get it started. After we got married, I found out that she had been with 30 to 40 guys in 1 year before we met. Who does that? In 1 year, 30 to 40 men. Prostitutes have a hard time bringing in them numbers.
Wow.
Come on now.
Yes, you're right.
When you confronted her about it, she said she did it because she could. How is that a reason for doing something? You know, at one point in time, there's got to be some morality or something like this involved in it. And how did you find out about 40 men? She told you? Mm-hmm. How stupid is this woman? And look, man, first of all, how you didn't know that? Listen to me. A woman that has been with 40 men the year before y'all got together, it's easy to tell. If she 20, y'all was 20, 21 when y'all hooked up. You know, 21 years old. You can't know that much about sex at 21. She know everything there is to know except love. Now, she just out there doing all kinds of stuff. Then you found out you was out of town for 3 days and she slept with two men you know. Come on, man. What are we talking about here? For real? How you marry this girl? Why y'all still married? Why you writing me this letter? Come on, man. You know the answer to this right here. Your girl a trip. But now, instead of her stopping right there, most summers, she and my kids spend 2 months at her parents' house, and she goes to a concert that lasts 4 days, sleeping in tents. We've argued about this, and she said they dance, flirt, then go back to their tent. Where is this at?
Yeah, I know. Wait, hang on, Steve.
It ain't Essence. Essence is 4 days. We got hotels down there.
Hang on. It's 12 after.
What festival is this that I've been missing all these damn years?
Hold on, Steve.
Part two. I got a mentoring camp. We in tents out there. Where is the sex party in tents? Everybody, I ain't heard of it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.